Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just to add the list of maladies, got back from the reason I was a little tardy getting to the studio today.
Yes.
Had to make a kind of a run out to the drugstore.
Is it tough not living around 10 drugstores anymore?
I live very close. If you count the Sam Walton property that is immediately next door.
Sam Walton's?
Sam Walton's store.
The Mart.
Good old, the friendly old Sam Walton.
Yeah,
Sam
I know you're adjacent property, but I mean, but the thing is you used to have choices.
But I do now. I have within a mile of my domicile, I have both a Civis and a Walgreens. And so that is...
Do you have a Duane Reade?
I don't have a Duane Reade. That's in New York City.
Do you have a drug fair?
I don't have a drug fair. I don't have a Rite Aid.
Oh, Rite Aid is good.
I don't have a Peoples.
Do you have a Fantles?
I don't have a Fantles. I don't have South Glastonbury Drug.
I'll go real local. Do you have Dart Drug?
I don't have Dart. I remember Dart.
Dart Drug was great. Dart, they owned Crown Books, which became like Books a Million. Remember the guy with the big white hair?
Yeah, he was a shyster, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was crooked. He was crooked as the day is long.
He was an alleged shyster.
No, let's just keep it vague. We'll just say he's crooked.
So I had to go to... I'm embarrassed to talk about this.
You mustn't be.
But many men have this.
It happens to every guy, Mike.
Yeah, sure.
No, this is not erectile. So,
oh, okay.
Don't worry about this.
Do you still have those in your bathroom? The erectiles?
The erectiles?
Yes.
Oh, no. Pony?
Yes, sir.
Pony, I'm going to rely on you
mm-hmm.
to discipline him today.
To police him? Okay.
Because yeah, that'll
go
well.
He's manic and he's ramped up and it's like, you know, after mm-hmm. the taping of the bonus show, I can not tolerate anymore.
Hey.
It was a great show this week.
I'm speaking to Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
What you're doing is you're...
How are you, Pony?
You're
identifying
me. I'm
doing great, Mike. How are you this morning?
I'm beautiful. I couldn't be any
better. You look
better.
Beautiful.
Yeah. What?
You're making me at fault for the bonus show when I'm at most a third at fault.
Well, I cannot believe after the bonus show, which incidentally, we take Rob right up to the brink, and then he snaps like a twig, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. Then he comes right back.
If only there was a promo on today's show mm-hmm. that showed you exactly how far it went. Oh,
thank
wait.
Thank you for not disappointing me. But... part of the bonus show, we talk about puns, and it's just stunning to me that he would immediately throw a pun in when I'm trying to tell my very tragic story about another medical malady.
Doesn't learn when he touches the stove. You know, he keeps touching it.
That's right.
But it's all right.
And you know what? Everybody has their weaknesses. Even though they talk about cancer, he keeps smoking. Everybody has their faults.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Man, not even no waiting in line. So can I tell you about the drugstore?
I wish you would.
I had to run out to the drugstore today because of, you know that I play a lot of golf. And when I'm not playing golf, I'm practicing golf. And when
right.
I'm not practicing golf, I am watching golf. That is now my chief occupation when I'm not making this wonderful product every
Serious
day
question.
For listener consumption. Yes.
If you're not playing, practicing, or watching, do you ever dream of it? Do you dream of golf when you sleep?
No, probably not. I don't think
okay.
I'd be telling the truth if I dreamt it, but I think about it
yes.
going to sleep, and I think about it waking up.
Sure.
Like, here's my kiss of death today. My kiss of death is later on this afternoon, I will be joining some of the Midwesterners to go out and some of the farmers that have made money.
The unhappy Midwesterners.
And I will go out and I will... And by the way, when I say they're farmers, they're really not. They're just from farm country, and they've,
sure.
you know, they've made their nuts in a variety of wonderful ways, and they're very smart gentlemen.
Of course.
I just want to say that just in case, you know, every now and then out of the 25 to 30 guys down here, one of them will catch a listen.
Mm.
You know, and they some of them get enthusiastic about it, but
that was a good save.
I digress.
You do.
Because so I'm doing it a lot, And the average temperature now, daily high temperature, is in the low 90s.
Okay.
It gets to 90 degrees. Getting to be a little problematic when you're out of doors.
Sure.
Now, another thing is the modern world of golf, they provide you, we no longer wear cotton.
Right.
And if you go to a PGA Tour event, if you see anybody playing, I remember I railed against this. I said, what's wrong with a cotton shirt? I was like an old man.
Right.
Well, now they are all, pretty much exclusively, real golf shirts are synthetic materials, man-made fabrics.
That's right. They're made in a lab, and they have wicking action.
They have wicking action. But no, they. I found out that there are a large percentage of men get a little irritated in les pits. Area
because of there's not enough wicking action
because of the it doesn't wick enough,
right?
So so I have been battling some skin irritation with red angry underarms.
How graphic do you want to get with this?
And by the way, well, it's not graphic because I could show it to you. I won't.
No, that's not what we want, and this is an audio medium.
Yeah, but the thing about it is it's not graphic, but it has been relentless, and I have tried a variety of things. I have tried hypoallergenic?
Yes.
When it's not, when there's nothing that's
nothing,
allergic?
Nothing that can cause an allergy, right.
So, I said, well, then I'll put some lotion on it to see if that works, and then I'll try these different creams, and then, you know, nothing has seemed to do the trick. And I really haven't been paying that close attention
to
it.
So it's red. Is it itchy?
It's a little itchy today, to be honest.
Does it get painful?
No, it's not painful.
It's not there yet. Now, this is a question that I hesitate to ask, but I must.
It's venereal.
No.
It's venereal.
Is there any cracking?
No, there's no cracking.
Good. That means you can probably still save yourself.
Mm-hmm. No, the thing about it is, so I today woke up and did a little investigative journalism.
Okay.
And decided that it could be two things. It could be like an athlete's foot type of situation, but it's in the pit.
Athlete's pit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which would mean you'd get that same kind of tough actin, tenactin stuff. But
sure.
I don't want to do that because I feel like I'm committing that this is not just a friction thing, you know? So I'm not sure I want to do that.
Is it friction or moisture, though?
I don't know. Don't know. Don't have a clue. But as I'm surfing around, I happen on this website that has Dove for Men deodorant, and I believe it's a complete and total sham.
How is it a sham?
Because they talk about the underarm friction and irritation, but it's pretty clear to me their product isn't going to really do much of anything.
I've never been a big fan of Dove. You know, Dove is one quarter moisturizing cream.
Well, I think it's bull.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey! I'm sorry. I apologize. But the fact is that, so I move on from that, and then I see a product that spoke to me, and it spoke to me rather loudly.
Mm-hmm.
And that is called, it's Gold Bond Friction Underarm Antiperspirant. And I said, oh my God, there's a product that was made for this particular malady, particular circumstance.
Yeah, it's catering right to the 80-plus demographic.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think this is for the active people that are, you know, out there getting it done, Rob, and being athletic like I am.
Of course. You're going to have to be very specific because I can't relate.
No, the thing about it, yes, Pony, you have a question.
Have you tried chamois cream? Chamois cream is a cycling cream that you use to reduce friction from your shorts.
Really?
It's like made specifically for this.
Okay. And also for someone who doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Chamois cream? I will look into that. But I went to the drugstore today and like a mook, they didn't have it, of course. And I get back home and I see Gold Bond friction underarm stuff is sold at Walgreens, which was right across the street. So don't be disillusioned thinking that all drugstores carry all products. They don't.
No, and you know what about
they
the Sam Walton properties?
They have big sweetheart deals.
That's
well,
it.
Even,
one hand washes the other with Walton.
And by the way, you go in there and they'd have Axe, like a wall of Axe and nothing else.
Axe
that's
extra,
all they would have.
They have Axe extra friction.
Right. Axe extra friction, then a giant cardboard cutout of our intern Diego just standing there. That's what they would have.
You know what? If it was a cardboard cutout of Diego, it wouldn't be giant.
So what I bought,
very
I found
small.
Gold Bond spray, which is a spray powder, and that's what I put on my pit today.
And how is it feeling?
It stung at first because it's got the medicine in there.
Might be some cracking then. Beginning of some cracking. Mm-hmm.
What is that picture you're showing?
Well, this is Jimmy Bond for Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Who is Jimmy Bond?
I have no
idea. Friction Defense. That's what I want. I want that stuff. And I'm going to roll down to the Walgreens after the show's over so that I can find that.
Will you return the other?
No, I think having that spray powder is pretty good stuff. I like the spray powder. Mm-hmm. You don't fuss and muss with your hands in your nether region.
It's so cool. Pam has a baking spray with flour in it, and that's what I'm sort of envisioning.
Do you know what? If you ever, this is a little educational, if you ever get into a situation with fire ants, you know what I found you put on your legs if they start biting you?
What?
3-in-1 oil.
Really?
3-in-1 oil. Yeah, I don't know what it'll do for your medical condition, but that's what they use down here. And so that's the experiment today is going to be, so I basically sprayed powder under my arm.
What if also
just to see how it would work?
You did most of your day with your hands above your head, just walked around like this, allowing for better evaporation.
Why don't you start the show now?
I think it's a good idea.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I think all right-thinking people in this country are sick and tired of being told that ordinary decent people are fed up in this country with being sick and tired.
Yeah, yeah.
I am certainly not. Well, I'm sick and tired being told that I am.
Lady Hadley Jones?
Well, I meet a lot of people, and I'm convinced that the vast majority of wrong-thinking people are right.
Well, we seem to have a consensus there. Could we have the next question, please?
I would like to ask the team what changes they would make if they were Hitler.
Gerald?
Well, speaking personally, I'd annex the Sudetenland.
Norman?
I think I'd pay some Dutchman to set fire to Lord Snowden.
Liberal rubbish! Klaus!
Yeah?
What do you want with your jugged fish?
Halibut.
The jugged fish is halibut!
Well, what fish have you got that isn't jugged?
Rabbit!
What, rabbit fish?
Yes. It's got fins.
Is it dead?
Well, it was coughing up blood last night.
All right, I'll have the dead unjugged rabbit fish.
One dead unjugged rabbit fish later.
Well, that was really horrible.
You're always complaining.
What's for afters?
Rat cake, rat sorbet, rat pudding or strawberry tart.
Strawberry tart?
Well, it's got some rat in it.
How much?
3. Rather a lot, really.
Well, I'll have a slice without so much rat in it.
One slice of strawberry tart without so much rat in it later.
Appalling.
Moan, moan, moan.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr studio in the heart of the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime. We may answer you at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Our show today is brought to you by Blue Apron. You know, not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients taste better, and they are better for you, and that's why you have to try Blue Apron. I will tell you that not yesterday, but the day before, I believe it was the night before, Mrs. O'Mara made me the spring chicken fettuccine from Blue Apron. I got a picture of it because I brought the recipe in.
Oh, it looks great.
It is so phenomenal. It's delicious. We are, I talk about Blue Apron a lot. And I will tell you that not only is it calorie friendly, it is also cost friendly, but we are customers. We actually use Blue Apron, and there's really rarely a week goes by. If we're on the road, sometimes we might miss it, but we eat Blue Apron at home for lunch and dinners, and we do it all the time.
Guess who else is in love with it?
Who's that?
My dad. His wife is subscribed, and oh my God, he's in love with it. He says, I could eat this every night.
You know, there's a delivery guy that shows up right outside my studio window with the Blue Apron package, and when I see him come in, it's fantastic. I love this, and by the way, the spring chicken fettuccine was with sautéed asparagus, kale, and rosemary.
Mm.
So they work this wonderful recipe together that makes you eat healthy, but also eat delicious, and it was so incredible. Less than $10 a meal. I love Blue Apron. It's one of my favorites, and try the spring chicken fettuccine if you get a chance. Check out this week's menu and get two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Don't wait.
Don't wait.
That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Okay. Rob Spiewak, we're on a different schedule now, so you don't watch the Today Show as much as I do. And I said I was quitting, and then I wasn't quitting, and I watched it today.
You spent some time with the CBS show, and it was, just too dry? Or what was the problem with CBS?
I don't know what it is. They just seem not into it. I don't know. Maybe I need the bells and whistles to wake up in the morning, but that digressing again. The fact is, this morning on the Today Show, I rarely give Savannah Guthrie credit, but I will give her amazing credit.
Put that out in a press release. Yes.
I will give her credit today when she interviewed Donald Trump. This is what they led with when Donald got out of bed and came on their show today, because this is a story that broke right in our local newspaper, the Washington Post.
Our paper of record, yeah.
And written by a guy that's been on the show and a guy that we know, a gentleman by the name of Mark Fisher with Will Hobson. And the headline is, Donald Trump masqueraded as a spokesman to brag about himself.
What?
Look, he can say things about a lot of people. He really can.
Sure.
He can say things, and I don't care what your political persuasion is, he's the headline of the day on almost every news source.
And so has been for 6 months, you know.
But you're not going to hear me talking about whether he met with Paul Ryan or, you know, we leave that to CNN. He has gone into the realm of entertainment again with this story. And let me just give you a little bit from the Washington Post. The voice is instantly familiar. The tone, confident, even cocky. The cadence, distinctly Trumpian. The man on the phone, vigorously defending Donald Trump, says he's a media spokesman named John Miller. But then he says, I'm sort of new here, and I'm somebody that he knows, and I think somebody that he trusts and likes. And even, I'm going to do this a little, part-time, and then, go on with my life. A recording obtained by the Washington Post.
Can you pause for 1 second?
Yes.
Because already he's chosen a fake name a fake name that a moron would choose.
Absolutely.
John Miller.
Pretty simple. A recording obtained by the Washington Post captures what New York reporters and editors who covered Trump's early career experienced in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s.
Wow.
I have followed this election as closely as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I have probably followed the career of Donald Trump on the outside, looking in a little bit, but I never heard this story. But apparently calls from Trump's Manhattan office in the 70s, 80s, and 90s that resulted in conversations with John Miller or John Barron, public relations men who sound precisely like Trump himself.
John Barron.
Who indeed are Trump, masquerading as an unusually helpful and boastful advocate for himself, according to the journalists and several of Trump's top aides. And then they play the tape, and God, I wish we had audio of it. I'm trying to find the audio of it right now.
Is Trump, was he on the phone or was he in studio?
He was on the phone.
Of course
he's not in studio. He's calling journalists. He's calling
newspapers. No, but I'm saying this morning.
No, later on, when Savannah grilled him on it, he seemed to be caught off guard.
Right.
And, he could, it's just, and I looked at my wife today, and I'm here to say this publicly. There is a lot of stuff this guy has said that people would say, this is going to bring him down.
Yeah.
He has proven time and time again that is very difficult to do. People want to love. There's a segment of America that want to love this man, that want to elect this man, that want to support this man. But I will tell you, this type of thing, it would seem to me, might be more problematic
than
other stuff. But I don't know.
This is like the behavior of a mental patient. Because
or a very savvy guy that wants to control the narrative of his own career.
Maybe, but can't he do that just as well if he allows himself to be interviewed or access to the man.
Yeah,
because you know what? A spokesman
he's so
is obviously. I know. He's not a good man. that's a
but
problem.
He's so narcissistic that I think he wants to. He thinks it'll get, you know, having the third party. You know, we've always said that's why we have an agent.
Right.
That, do you have it, Pony?
Yes,
do you
I
have
do.
The audio? Okay, so this, you decide for yourself. Let me just read this part of it. In 1991, Sue Carswell, a reporter at People magazine, called Trump's office seeking an interview with the developer. She had just been assigned to cover the soap opera surrounding the end of Trump's 12-year marriage to Ivana, his budding relationship with model Marla Maples, and his rumored affairs with any number of celebrities who regularly appeared on the gossip pages of the New York newspapers. Within 5 minutes, Carswell got a return call from Trump's publicist, a man named John Miller.
John Miller.
Mm-hmm. Now, I ask you, how much do you have? How many? How long is this?
It looks like it's a 15-minute video, so
let's listen for a while. And now, is it just the audio of the conversation?
Just audio.
Let's listen to the audio of the conversation. Okay, here we go.
Good, Harry. What's your name again?
John Miller.
And you work with government?
Yes, that's correct.
John Miller. Can you sort of, I guess we're going to try and put a story together. We have a deadline of today because our magazine closed. Well, basically yesterday, but we'll probably get something together. But, you know, it's been on the cover of both New York Post and the
Is there any better way to get that audio through?
I don't think so.
I think it's probably compromised audio if it's 20 years old and it's a phone conversation.
Where'd you get the audio, Pony? Where'd you get the audio?
I got it from Washington Post.
Okay, all right, so it's on the Post. I guess I've got an ad blocker that's preventing me from
getting it. But that is, you know what that reminds me of, Mike, and I don't want to diminish, I mean, because obviously, you know, Donald Trump is a very important man.
Yes, he is.
But do you remember when we used to call the crazy psychic Dr. James Capers? He would pretend to be his own receptionist, too, where he'd call up and he'd answer and we'd hear, hello. He said, can we speak to Dr. Capers, please? Please hold for
Dr.
Capers.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, exactly. Also Better Call Saul. Yeah.
All right, let's play a little more of it. Let's see how she sounds.
Marriage and he's starting to do tremendously well financially. So he got his license survived to nothing the other day. He's totally unanimous. And he's really been working hard and doing well. And probably, as you know, there's a real estate depression in the United States, and he's probably doing as well as anybody there is. And frankly, he wants to keep it that way. And he just thought it was too soon to make any commitment to anybody.
So what is going to happen?
That is so clearly him. There's a little bit of him doing paging Mr. Herman, paging Mr. Herman.
Yeah, he's trying to go a little
But what he says, we decided there's a real estate depression, and it is so clearly
him. Let's hear some more.
He's going to be allowed to stay.
Well, he treats everybody well. And, you don't know him, but he's a...
No, I have met him.
Have you met him?
Yeah.
He's a good guy, and he's not going to hurt anybody. He won't know how to put it in his own rather than his total nonsense. He's going to always treat her well as he treated his wife well. I mean, he paid his wife a great deal of money.
Oh, my God!
In a very bad period of time, and ultimately that was settled. There were those that say that was even put that way. I don't know if you've heard that, but that Trump became poor so until he got his divorce, and then all of a sudden he's been doing very well. And I guess you probably heard that too. But he treated his wife well, and he treated and he will treat Marla well. And you know, he's somebody that has a lot of options. And frankly, he gets called by everybody. He gets called by everybody.
It's him. It's so clearly him. It's even the way he's talking about himself as another person is him.
I am stunned.
I'm going to call you this weekend, Mike. I'm going to call you this weekend and say. Oh, yeah, hi, this is Jake Stein, and I wanted to talk to you about Rob Spiewak. He's a good guy. He treats his wife well.
And this is in the biggest market in the world. This is, I don't even know where to start on this. It is just...
Crazy man.
Yes, it's 25 years old, but I mean, my God.
But he had still written, The Art of the Deal was out. He was a household name. He was known. He had, at that point, 25 years ago, he still had the tower. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a big... business guy, and he can't even figure out a better way to control his narrative than call up and almost change his voice.
Yeah, I mean, truly, truly amazing. Well, anyway, in the 1991 recording, Miller sounded quite at ease, regaling the reporter with tales of Trump hanging out with Madonna at a ball at the Plaza Hotel, which he owned at the time. Asked about the rumored Madonna-Trump friendship, Miller, unlike every other PR man on the planet, neither batted the question away nor gave it short shrift. Rather, He said, "Do you have a second?"
Oh no!
So anyway, it goes on and on, and we're going to try to get Mark Fisher to come on and talk about this because it really is. I think it's hysterically funny.
Oh, it's amazing.
That's all I think about.
It is just out of control. I mean, this is, as far as someone who has never even shied away from being called a narcissist, this is the next level. This is pretending to be another person to talk about yourself.
And sounding like yourself. I mean, not even making an attempt. Now, I don't know how he is going to handle this. It seemed to me, and I really do believe this, he did not have a standard ready answer when they asked him about it today. And he said, "This is the first I've heard of this." Then he accused them of going so low, on this. So there was the reaction.
So he used his playbook, which is, you know, like even when they go back to what about David Duke? Well, I'm not really familiar with David Duke. Well, you know, I mean, but you don't really need to be familiar with someone to know that they're in the Ku Klux Klan and that's bad. So when they approach him, he says, "What do you know about it?" Well, I'm not really familiar with it. And by the way, why are you doing it while I get my ducks in a row?
Pretty amazing stuff.
Wow.
So, there it is. There it is.
Wow.
That's the latest for the Donald today. And, we'll keep you. I don't know. The man is leading a charmed life.
He
and
is.
So there's every possibility that you might not hear about this again.
Or no, you're right.
You might hear more about it because maybe there's some other tapes out there. I have no idea. But apparently this story was revealed many years ago. And they also said that there's a story out there that Trump copped to it and said, yes, and he called it a joke. So, but if he said that, but I don't think he's got any other way to cover it than to say it's a joke. But I think it speaks to the seriousness of the
matter. Comedian Kathy Ladman said on Facebook this week, she said, more Republicans are going to back Trump as soon as he makes a few more bad decisions.
It's fascinating. We'll keep you posted. We'll take a break, come back with more. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
How would you like to come to my house at the beach?
Love to!
When you're making plans and packing for that vacation this summer, make sure you've downloaded the TMOS app.
Summer's here, it's a holiday.
With all the shows and more broadcasting, you'll have hours of entertainment to make all that time sitting in traffic just zip away.
I wonder if you could tell me how to get back on the expressway.
Your mama.
Thank you very much.
And it's much less annoying than wait.
Watch out. Vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
And while you're at the beach, you won't have all the stress of battling the crowds at the restaurant when you've got TMOS on.
We just get into town. I'm waiting out in line there for 2 hours.
Plus a free bonus, putting the TMOS app on every device in the family, they won't need sunscreen.
Here, let me put some of this on.
Does it look that bad?
Right now your nose would show up on a satellite photo.
Or shark repellent.
Summer is over. You're the mayor of Shark City. These people think you want the beaches open.
The TMOS app. Download it today and make this the perfect summer.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages.
Nice.
We really, really, really love you to support us with the bonus packages. Each week on the Mike O'Mara Show, we give you a sixth show, an extra show. It's 1 hour long. It's uncensored. We go into a strange, crazy directions that you might not hear on the regular show, but, you hear them on the regular show. It's just we don't cuss as much.
Ronique Ransom in Las Vegas wrote something really great on the fan page this week. He said what he loves about the bonus show is topics go until they're done. Nothing is ever interrupted. It's organic and it's real. Mm-hmm. And it's a 60-minute, usually longer, stretch of just us going. And he said he's been re-listening and loving every episode.
It really is. A long time ago in a land far, far away, we were figuring out ways that we could monetize the show. We didn't really want to just say give or donate. We wanted to offer something, and this is our way of raising money for the show. And so many of you have been so kind to support our advertisers. This is another way you help us out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of the equation that keeps this show going and keeps it on the air. Got a lot of guys feeding their families on this show. We need your help. So please get yourself the Mike O'Mara bonus show. And you can get it right now. All you have to do is get access to the 2016 bonus content waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't worry that the year's half over. When you subscribe, you get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. That's whether you want it to buy it, to give it, to renew it. It's easy. The bonus banner, click on that to get it done. The TMOS bonus package. Order it today. You deserve it. Well, Pony's not a father. Rob Spiewak and I are fathers.
Papas,
and,
yes.
As exhausting as it is, I'm doing it all over again at soon to be 57 years of age. And I will tell you, it is It is it's gratifying and it's also exasperating. But Rob, because Rob has a more traditional life than I do, is nearing the finish line. Really, you'd be
getting
surprised
there.
How quickly it's going to happen. But you're in the teen years. One daughter already a teenager. And
Robert,
the boy,
13 and 15.
Now the father of two teenagers. And Rob was telling me before the show that you've got the dilemma that I went through a few years back with my daughters, where it's kind of the social activities.
I'm going through. I'm having some memories and some flashbacks about how when you are a freshman in high school, and like me, Julia is in the theater department now, and she had such a great experience with The Wiz that she, as you know, she's really jumped in with both feet. She's eager to get into another play. She's doing some extracurricular stuff.
I will tell you this, Rob. Both in high school and in college, and I went on to be in some performances in college as well. How should I put this, Delia? The theater is quite a charged environment.
It's randy.
Very rowdy.
Is it not randy?
There's just a
it's
lot.
It's not rowdy as much as it is randy.
You know, it's just you put your heart and soul, and you know, it's a lot of trust.
Emotions are emotional.
It's an emotional environment.
And people. How many times have you heard it from the youth of today, Mike? Save the drama for your mama. Well, the drama is everywhere because it's a drama department. Yeah. And Julia...
But she's a freshman in high school, and you don't need to worry.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I mean...
Because tonight is the cast party for The Wiz. Yeah. And, of course, all the freshmen will be there, but so will all of the seniors. And it made me sort of go back in my head when I was first going to social engagements that also involved the upperclassmen. And don't fool yourself, folks. 18 is a lot different than 15.
Did you get a free pass when you were when you were in high school because of your size, because you were tall? I would say if you were like my height, which was 5'7"
a free pass is what?
To 5'10" a free pass. Did you get your ass kicked in high school?
No, I was never threatened in high school. There was one ass. Oh, sorry.
Jeez. What? Now there was one guy that gave you a hard time?
There was one guy gave me a hard time in middle school, and you know that sort of I sort of was able to defuse that by being a funny guy. But by the time I was in high school, there was no problem. I was 5'10 as a freshman. And, and my current height by the time I graduated. So, right. And not lean, let's just say that. So, pretty big guy.
You were a big boy.
Yeah. And so they left me alone.
Yeah. So you didn't, it was never probably because of your size, it was never even addressed.
Right.
And do you think if you had been shorter, you would have had troubles? Was there bullying when you went to school?
Not in our school. I don't remember it.
Oh, God, we had.
You had
biblical bullies? Oh my God!
Biblical
when
bullies.
I was,
they're playing
when
a game.
I was
this, this
when
weekend.
I was a when I was a freshman.
Yeah.
Oh my God! We had such. I remember they were all football players. There's a horrible fight between two of them at one dance. And
really?
Like the two Brahma Bulls went at it, and lots of blood. It was
blood.
Yes, blood. Yes.
Blood.
It was,
mother.
It was scary. I just was curious about your experience.
No, you know there. What? I remember a lot of good cohabitation. But and keep in mind, high school was still extraordinarily cliquey when I went. Yeah. There was the theater. They called us a phrase that I can't even say nowadays anymore.
Is it the F word?
Yeah, it is. The drama Fs. It was that's what they called us. It wasn't. I don't think they even made it in a very bad way. It's just what they called our group. And then there was the jocks. And they were kind. We didn't socialize, but there was no animosity.
I have this incredible urge to say it. We live in a PC world.
It's not acceptable anymore, Mike. It's been a long
totally
time.
Totally unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable.
But you know what? In the late
80s, it was something that I think teachers would say.
Well, I said it on the air.
We had tapes that we played on the air.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's acceptable anymore. You can't say
Dire Straits had a song that it was that featured the word.
That's right. That's right. In the lyrics.
Money for nothing.
And chicks for free.
Right.
Yeah.
The little.
Yeah.
And you can't do it. You can't. So if I was to say it right now, what you were in high school, that would be.
I would bleep it.
There'd be people would be upset about that.
I think so. But I think also an amazing testament to the fact that things have changed. And, as sometimes for the better. Always
words
for the better.
Words hurt. Bro.
They can.
Yeah. Sure do.
There was also the...
Ask any drama.
Stop it.
So tough.
I know. See, this is the old man in you. You got to let it go.
Right, so we can call you a drama queen.
I will take that.
Drama queen.
Drama queen. And there was also... You know what else was a big group? Was There was the band. We had a pretty kick-ass band at Madison. That four were, I believe, suspended. They got caught drinking with Molly Hatchet on a band trip.
Really? Like the band? The real band, Molly Hatchet?
They were on some sort of band trip, and they were in the... I'm flirting with disaster. Don't even need to get the tape. So, yeah, they were caught drinking with the band Molly Hatchet.
Oh, my God. If I was in school and I had a chance to drink with Molly Hatchet, I would have drank with Molly Hatchet, too.
And then there was the student government, which was another pretty tight... clicky organization. But the drama department was, you know, we were pretty tight. I'm still really...
What school did you go? You went to Tuscarora.
No, James Madison in Vienna.
Oh, James Madison.
Oh, I was there before the metal detectors, Mike. I go way back.
And James, how many in your graduating class in high school?
I think 510.
That's a big one.
Big
mine
yeah.
was about 400, and I had a huge school for Connecticut.
Do you remember your ranking? Yeah.
As far as
like when you graduated, your class ranking when you graduated,
like what is the class ranking?
Where you stacked out grade wise? I just remember I had 510 in my class because I was 5'10".
You were 510.
No, I'm kidding. It's a joke. It's a joke.
I have no idea, but you obviously ranked.
No, I didn't rank that high. We had a brilliant class of 510. I think it was. I do remember my ranking was 106.
I have no idea.
You don't remember?
No. It was all about SAT scores.
Well, let me tell you this about Virginia Commonwealth University, who continually disappoints in all manners.
Right.
106 in a graduating class is still good enough to get a scholarship at VCU. So there you go. They're really getting the cream of the crop down there.
106 out of what, though?
510. I mean,
really?
that's just barely in the top 20th percentile.
I probably would not have been in the top 20.
Really?
20th percentile. Or
but you seem like a guy that you could really edge your grades with charm. Teachers probably loved you.
I'm going to look up something here if I can find it.
Did teachers love you?
I had good relationships with certain teachers, but I was not a teacher. No. The answer would be no. Teachers did not love me. I was too into the students, and I wasn't into... hanging out with the teachers.
I was never a teacher's pet, per se, teacher's favorite, but teachers did like me.
I'm going to find you. I did a show. We had a class called Current Events that was on the stage of our auditorium.
Right.
And the entire senior
class.
Like
an end-of-the-year type deal?
Nope. This was every single, whatever day it was, we had the entire senior class in CI. Current issues.
Okay.
It was current issues. A wonderful class. I mean, you were required to read Time and Newsweek every week.
Like a civics class and keep you current events and all that stuff.
And the whole class was there, and the whole class was, and that kind of, set me up to be interested in the news and what was going on. But on the, we would have it first thing in the morning. So, it was convenient to get the whole senior class in there. They would go to the auditorium, and we would have that class. And I did what was called Newsline with my friend John Burney, and John and I, he was the class president, and we were buds, and we did the Newsline program, and that was my start of broadcasting.
Any shtick, or was it straight?
No, we did some shtick. And then John also hosted the Non-Talent Talent Show, where I performed Sound of Music in drag, and then later... And the great burn that, and this is how sleazy John
now
was.
Now I may call you a drama queen.
I want to hold on before we do that. I want to find the music that I use because I want to see if I've got it on iTunes here. I remember the composer Gustav Holst. And what do I need to sign? The me Apple lick my god damn it.
So no having time, trouble no with time. iTunes?
It's The Planets by Gustav
Holst. Oh, I know that. And very, very grand sounding.
And I think it was Jupiter, which was the planet where it's like, this is Newsline.
You did it live on stage?
And we did it. And it was throughout the whole school broadcast on the PA in all the schools.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because we gave the announcements. It was a glorified morning announcement, and that's what we did. We did that on the stage at school, and that's how we did it. It was fantastic.
One of my regrets from high school is that I never got a chance to do the morning announcements for any reason. And as a guy who loved being like a disc jockey type, that drove me crazy.
Did you have a couple of guys that did it as the regular announcement givers?
Student government. That fell under student government, and so the drama guys couldn't get in.
Well, the thing about it was we not only did that, but then John hosted the Non-Talent Talent Show. I was like the number two guy. Always that guy.
Yeah.
Always the number two guy.
Yeah.
God, damn
yeah.
it. And the two things I did were Sound of Music and Drag.
Yes.
You know, kind of a putting on the hits thing where I lip sunk the whole
sure.
thing. Very funny. Open the show with that. Thank you. And then the other thing, because I was an impressionist even back then, there was a local weatherman. I've told this story
yeah.
before, named Hilton Catterley. And Hilton Catterley said, yeah, hey, well, we've got this right there. And he'd bring in vegetables, and I put
what?
A suit
hold
on.
It. Hold
what?
It. What is this
he
about
would bring in vegetables from his garden to say, take a look at this carrot
okay,
that I
so
got.
Not unfortunate people.
No, he would no. He would bring in vegetables to the TV, Channel 3 WFSB in Hartford. And Hartford,
on the
Connecticut.
TV.
And he would show his vegetables, and so he was ripe for
yeah.
For send up
satire.
And I did my impression. What I did not know, I am about a quarter of the way through, and I say, this is killing.
Right.
And I hear the audience just roaring. And suddenly I look off to my left, and walking onto the stage is Hilton Catterley, where
oh.
John Burney had arranged to have the TV weatherman show up at our non-talent talent show, and it killed. John even wrote an article in the student newspaper about how I burned Mike O'Mara. It was just...
And you know what? Love. What yes. I love is I know for a fact to this day, one of your least favorite things is doing an impression of someone to that person.
Can't stand it.
And so to have
immediately,
that happen.
You immediately oh. begin. Because the very nature of it is cowardice.
Sure.
You know, you're doing an impression of
somebody. You're hiding behind a voice.
You're hiding behind a voice. And then when you see the person, it's like, oh, my God. And we say, and so John was like sitting at the Johnny Carson desk. I was, and then Hilton Catterley got interviewed by John. And I sat over there with like my carrot in my hand, just trying
so
to be
speak.
A, I was such a, he burned me. He got me. And then he wrote an article about
Where
it.
Where is John Burney now?
We don't know. We have never.
You showed him.
He has not come to any class reunions, and I've tried to track him down. Have no idea, Rob, whether he sleeps with the fishes or not. But we always ask about him. He was the class president. He was very, very popular.
I heard he's living in a bungalow with Hilton Catterley.
I heard he's living in the maybe in the L.A. area, maybe out.
Oh,
really?
Do you think he stayed in like showbiz and stuff?
I have no earthly idea. Don't know whether he changed his name. Don't know what happened. But we were thick as thieves, and we didn't maintain our relationship. Unlike my buddy Joey,
yeah.
who I'm planning on seeing here in the next month. I'm going to reach out to him. And,
oh, very cool.
Go up there, and we're going to hang out and probably have dinner when I go through my hometown. Very excited about that.
That's very cool. So, how many people from high school are you still in touch with? Would you estimate?
That would be probably Joey.
Well, then, behave at dinner, because you don't want to lose him.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. No, I really don't. We're going to find out about Julia and her senior party and more fun and more thrills when the Mike O'Mara Show continues.
Off from my home, we're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. For far too long, you either paid way too much for a comfortable shave, or you've settled for a low-cost, low-quality razor. That stops right now. My bathroom is chock full of Harry's razors, ladies and gentlemen. Stop compromising and get started with Harry's. Harry's offers something you've never had before, a great shave at a fair price. I was just in the drugstore that I was telling you about
yeah.
with their big plastic iron curtain so you can't get to the other side because the overpriced razors, ooh, we don't want you to touch those. Harry's gives you the much better deal.
Yeah.
They make their own high-quality razors, which cuts out the middleman. Then they ship directly to you for half the price of the leading brand. Good shave, good price. The answer is simple. Get the best of both worlds with Harry's. Used it today. Love it. Every day I use Harry's. We're talking five German-crafted blades, a flex hinge, and a lubricating strip. It's fantastic. The quality is guaranteed 100%. A full refund if you're not happy. And Harry's has the best moisturizing shave cream ever. I love it.
Yeah.
The starter set called the Truman. A great option and an amazing deal. A razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 5-blade German-engineered razors for just $15. Plus, for our listeners, Harry's will shave $5 off your first order with the promo code TMOS. Go to harrys.com right now and look for the Truman set. That's HARRYS.com. And make sure to use the TMOS code so you save $5 and help support the show. Stop compromising. Give Harry's a try today. today. So, yeah, high school, that was probably the high point for me, the non-talent talent show and doing those announcements. And your daughter's going through something that's going to be very special. She'll remember it for the rest of her life, and it's special. And now she's going to a party with a bunch of seniors, and you're worried that
she's going
to come back with a baby.
Well, last night I had the talk with her that we've always sort of skirted about, and I said, you know, I know this party is going to be the entire cast, and the cast had, I think, like maybe 10 seniors in it. There's a lot of turnover this year in the drama department. And I said, these are 18-year-olds, and even though this is being hosted at a student's house, and it starts at 6 o'clock, there's going to be someone who says, yeah, you know what? You know, when the party's over, what we should do is this, or go there, or go somewhere, because you know they're going to want them out of there at 9 o'clock. And they're going
to go to Mickey's house. He's got the pool.
Yeah, exactly. Or something like that. Let's go to IHOP. We'll shut down IHOP.
And then we'll go to somebody's house and break into the liquor cabinet and get drunk and screw.
We'll just. You know, it's funny. The conversation never got there.
Hey, let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
You've been to all the shows, right?
Yes.
So you know all the cast members.
Mm hmm.
Are there, because to be honest.
I mean,
honest
I know
you,
to see them. I wouldn't.
And then this is completely judging based on appearance.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Catherine's shows, I would look at the the kids that were in the plays. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. They I know exactly what their agenda is as far as their activities are probably mostly with themselves.
I saw.
You know what I mean? Were there any in the play?
Does
this say, because it's this high school you talk about where the theater is not really. The outsiders, it's kind of like, right? Are they revered a little more? Is it a little tougher to get into these plays?
For example, before we went to the show, I said, Julia, is there anything I should know about the show before I see it that'll help me enjoy it more? Who are you looking forward to me seeing other than yourself? She said, well, there's one character that you're going to hate. I said, I'm going to hate the character? She said, no, you're going to hate the guy who plays the character.
Really?
And after the first show, I said, remember that guy that you said I wouldn't like? And she said, yes. I said, was it this guy? And she said, exactly. You hated him, didn't you? I said, from the moment he touched the boards, I hated him.
All right, I know this is delicate for you. You got to be careful.
Right.
But why did you not? And she knew you were. Was he too good looking? Was
he
athletic? All the things that you hate.
I wouldn't call him athletic, but I will say that he perceived himself and projected himself in a way that he thinks he's very good looking.
So he believes his own press.
Precisely. And this is the one that I got an eye on. Luckily, Julia hates him too.
Is he a good looking kid?
Yeah, I would say that. I would say that he is. He's got sort of a.
Who's you're not going to hurt it. Who's the celebrity he most resembles?
I'd say he's Johnny Deppy, a young Johnny Deppy.
Oh,
he's
God.
Got, you know, like his hair is very on purpose. You know, like he does his hair and he's got
but
the
it's
jawline.
Spiky.
Yeah. And he's very, very demonstrative when he speaks.
So I'm trying to think of Johnny Depp in The Wiz. That would probably be like, ease on down, ease on down. Gonna ease on down, ease on down the road.
And also because I didn't like him, I sort of watched him a little closer than the other cast members.
Yeah, you're obsessed because you're taking yourself back to high school when you didn't.
There's a couple things about him that drove me nuts, and I can say these because I won't name who he is or his character.
Right.
But when he came out for the curtain call, he did this. He pointed at the audience and he mouthed the words "thank you."
Oh, he's a dick. Oh my God, he's a nerd. Now I hate him, and I never saw the kid. He pointed out, so did it look like this? Was it like...
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
like
God.
You were there.
Oh, God.
The other thing is I overheard him say after the show when someone complimented him on his makeup, because there's a lot of green makeup, because, you know, it's The Wiz. He said, well, that's very nice, but as you know, I'm just a blank canvas.
Oh, no.
God.
Oh, my God. Hey, are you kidding me? Did he really say that?
I wanted to put my fist through a wall.
Oh, my God.
So that's just one of the guys. Now, I don't worry about him.
Is he a senior?
Yes, he's out of here.
Oh, that's good. So long.
Yeah.
So long, a-ho.
But the thing is I don't need to worry about him because Julia doesn't like him either. But there's some other guys, and you know, and it's not just guys. It's girls can get into trouble, too. And it's, you know, she's going to be dealing with people. After the Saturday night show, they did go to IHOP, the whole cast, you know, to grab a bite. And I said, what time should we pick you up? And I don't remember the name. She said, oh, you don't need to. Penny will drive me home.
Oh, she's got the older friend with the driver's license.
And that really was like a slap on the back of the head, because then in that split second, it was 1987 again, and I was getting a ride from Brad. And I remembered what it's like when you're hanging with an upperclassman. And,
it's the best,
yeah,
to be perfectly honest.
You idolize them, but then I look back on some of the stuff we did, and I don't want her doing
Joey
that.
Joey drove before I drove, because he got his license in March. I got mine in June.
Right.
And Joey drove and drove us to the bars that we snuck.
Oh, my God.
At 15?
Yeah.
Before I got my driver's license. I remember that. I mean, yeah. So what? How did the talk go?
So I said, you know, I hope you have a great time. And I've talked to so many of the parents and the students in the play. I think you're running with a great bunch of kids. And if I thought otherwise, I'd tell you. But there's going to be things that will happen. Situations can arise. And I promise you this from the bottom of my heart. If you are ever in a situation where you feel unsafe, if you're ever in a situation where someone is drinking, if you're ever in a situation where, due to whatever happened, you're drinking, call me. I will come get you. No questions asked. No punishment. But you must always put your safety first. And I will never punish you if you make the last decision a wise one, which is call me and your mom.
You know, I'm listening.
Smart.
I am listening to that, and I'm hearing what you said. And it's very PC, and it's very correct, because you want them to share that with you. But it also, at one point, you said if you're drinking, that kind of say, you gotta say no.
I know. Well, you
no
know what?
Circumstances. She's... You can't. You just.
I don't think it's realistic. I just don't think it's realistic.
All right, hold on. I want to get the perspective, believe it or not, on our abnormal interns, Adrian and Mac, right now.
And they are abnormal.
Mac, did it not sound like he gave her permission to drink?
No, I mean,
okay, what do you think?
I mean, I remember this same thing happening with my brother, because I did not drink in high school, but my brother did. And it was the whole thing that...
Right, give the microphone to Adrian. I want
your cool brother.
Yeah, the cool brother.
The cool brother. And it's good that you didn't drink in high school. We don't condone drinking.
No, not underage drinking. I know I
Adrian,
never did.
Adrian, I listened to that like I was listening to my own parents. And if there was like, and if you happen to be drinking, I'd rather have you call me and let me know. That to me was a little... scary to me. What do you think?
I agree. Yes. Same thing. When my dad found out I smoked when I was 16.
Smoking pot?
Yes.
And he was not... the microphone away from him. We're done with our intro.
You know what? That's we really it. Assembled yeah. a terrific panel.
I'm sorry. We're doing.
But
no, Rob,
I will
just
say that. But
I understand. I've said similar things to my daughters. I'm really nitpicking here. But I'm wondering with that.
I never condoned it. But I said. And remember, I said. I don't want you to do it, but if it happens through a series of bad decisions, the thing that I didn't want her to be
if the drinking him, I would say if anything happens.
Okay, but then you're still skirting the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not. If she's drinking, she's violating the rules.
She's violating the law. I don't see her happening. I don't see it happening.
No one's going to force her to drink. You say no goddamn drinking.
I've seen.
You're 15 years old.
I have, and you know,
is she 14 or 15?
She's 15, and also I think this might be more of an issue down the road. But I'm laying the groundwork now. And I've seen, you know what, through the other parents that I hang with in Loudoun County, we've essentially had a close friend who has a kid in every grade going back, you know, 10 years. So I see how it changes, and I hear the situations, and I hear what some good kids get mixed up in through no fault of their own. And this is the thing that horrifies me, the thing that I'm most scared of, is her getting in a bad situation that she may or may not be at fault for. But
well, you
happened.
Think of, you know, when I hear this, you think of the kids that, you know, when there's six kids in a car and they're flying along and something tragic happens. I mean, it's horrible.
What scares me.
It makes me, I still think about my daughters who are now, you know, my oldest is going to be 21 and the other one's going to be 19. So
I worry,
you know,
about my dad. He makes bad decisions too.
You worry about the whole thing, and it's just like.
But I don't ever want her to be in a situation where she knows something's going wrong and she's smart enough to know that. And she says, I don't want to call my parents because I'm scared of what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We have to always have her know that we're there to save her from that situation.
It's all you can really do.
And it's
horrifying. It's all you can really do. And
because
the kids,
I think back and I still see her as a little, hello, you know?
I know. But bad. But the thing about it is I know that there's only so much you can do. And it has to be balanced with, you know, you're not allowed, you know, under any I said to my kids, if you do anything, if you do drugs, I said this like throughout high school, I said, I will take you to the police station myself. Mm-hmm. I will, and that's something I said, oh, you don't do that. They'll never trust you. I don't give a rat's ass if they trust me or not. I want the hammer. The hammer has to be there to a certain extent. You have to make sure that they know there are consequences that go along with it. And
sometimes
we're a little afraid of saying the right thing, and I just don't worry about that.
Perhaps the reason I said it and I'm a little more comfortable saying it is I know that through the way they drill it into them as far as their health education at school, they are both excessively anti-drug. I mean, outwardly anti-drug.
And I think, and let me just say
and
this.
And I don't,
about
and
that.
Also, they see enough drinking at home.
Okay, so. The thing I wanted to say is with that, and we have all seen it, you and I and Pony and everybody, we have seen the examples of it. And the truth of the matter is, when that happens, and I said this to my daughter, you get into a situation where it can immediately turn into something bigger and get out of control before.
Right.
In the blink of an eye, it can happen like that. So anti-drug is good, and booze is a drug too. But I think that the way you've raised your kids, that you hope and you pray, there's no parent in the world that has control over these situations.
No.
It can't happen. It really can't. If your kids want to do something bad, they're going to do something bad, and there's nothing you can really do outside of locking them in their bedrooms and not allowing them to interact with other kids. There's nothing you can do. Ultimately, I would see both of your kids, as they grew older, being like I was with my folks, where my motivator was not fear of punishment. My motivator was not wanting to disappoint my parents.
Yeah.
And if you get that,
that's the strongest groundwork you can lay.
Nobody ever really knows whether you got that. I get that vibe from my daughters quite often. And it just pleases me because I was a part-time dad and I wasn't in their lives as much as I would have wanted to be. But the fact is, I think that is the greatest motivating tool in the world, because they want to please you, and they were, and you know what, we busted Rob's balls about going to 4 performances, but the bottom line is, if she asked him to be at 4 performances, I'm gathering the fact that she likes being around you and she doesn't want to disappoint you, because you are, you know, you're somebody that she likes being around. That's a big deal. If you if your kids don't like being around you, that's terrible. You know, if you're, and that's why you don't try to embarrass them. But at the same time, it's scary because you never know.
Well, there's
you're
it's
the right
that
thing.
Intangible. And you say, you know, lock them in their room 18 hours a day. They're still at school for 6 hours, you know, and even that, the best teachers in the world can't keep their thumb on every student. No, so that's why you've got to have it built into them.
Yeah, raise
you know,
them
the epidemic in this country, in poor neighborhoods, in white rural America, the heroin epidemic right now is just, don't think for a second that doesn't start with other stuff.
Absolutely.
And that starts with it, and it's really, to me, it's terrifying that we have this unbelievably hyper-competitive society we live in now where, you know, I mean, really, the bigger an a-hole you are, it seems, the more popular you get. Imagine that kind of pressure. That the only people that are going to succeed, if there's, I'll say it again, I know it's like Trump, but the fact is, when you get a guy that is that much of an a-hole, and everybody acknowledges that he's an a-hole,
right,
yet he still attains this level of success, to me, that creates a world that says, oh, in order for me to be successful, I've got to be an a-hole. Well, guess what? When everybody's being an a-hole, you know what that results in? A lot more people, you know, probably putting a needle in their arm just to deaden the pain, because life itself has become untenable because you are sitting there in this stress cooker that we call America. There's my speech.
Well, you know what it is? It's what
so
it
I
is.
Would tell Julia to go out and have a six-pack.
Hey, stop it.
I'm sorry.
Stop it. The two things that occurred to me is what you said is so true. Go back just 15 years. The message has changed. The message of all everything has changed. And also, this is a great day for Oscar not to be here.
Oh, absolutely. My
well,
God.
Because he'd be telling me, lock her up. It's amazing. She doesn't.
Yeah, you got to put the hammer down. Well, he gets to talk when he has a kid. That's it. And, you know, let's let him get himself married first.
I can't wait.
We heard a date? Don't think so. No. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I don't care.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
The show itself had a lot of promise.
It did.
Had a lot of promise.
Fuck you. Burn in hell with eternal hellfire, and every day your skin grows back, and then it burns off again. It never heals. There's pus. There's blistering. There's shavings of skin falling off. You smell burnt hair all the time. How about that for potential?
That, by the way, is the promo.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You only push a man so much. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It had great potential, Mike.
Sometimes it feels like there aren't enough hours in the day. Even if you work from before 9 to way after 5, trips to the post office steal your time and put you behind. I saw a lady. This is great because I know we talk about stamps.com all the time. Saw this lady down here in Fort Myers, Florida, walking into the post office, and it was the face of everybody you ever see walk into the post office. Mm-hmm. She looked like she was going to her own funeral.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
Dirt.
Luckily, there is a better way. You don't have to go to the post office. Stamps.com has it covered. It's the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, you get the postage you need the minute you need it, right at your own desk. Just use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package, fast and easy. Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters, and you'll get special postage discounts that you can't even get at the post office. We've used Stamps.com for years, and we adore it. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage from your own desk. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again, my friend.
News!
All right, I'm just reporting. I am just the
messenger. Don't shoot him. He's just the piano player.
Well, we have a transgender community that listens to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mm-hmm. We've gotten many, many compliments on the way we cover the issue. However, Caitlyn Jenner is a celebrity, and we report the news if it's in the news. Caitlyn Jenner seems happy as a woman, but one guy says that is not the case. His name is Ian Halperin.
Ah.
And he wrote a book called Kardashian Dynasty, The Controversial Rise of America's Royal Family. He says that while, and by the way, it's all you need to know about the Americas, about the United States of America, is that they're called the Royal Family.
Yeah, Julia made me make it his 12-pack.
Yeah, exactly. He says that while he was researching the book, several people told him that Caitlyn is miserable and has considered transitioning back to Bruce in the next few years.
Well, how long has the transition been going on? About a year, right?
Well, you might say decades.
But I mean, the physical transition where she had the special with Diane Sawyer.
Well, I think a long time. We for years looked at
that's true. Chris, I suppose you're right.
At Caitlyn Jenner, who was Bruce Jenner, and said, what's the deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the quote. I don't think it would be a surprise to anybody in her inner circle. It has been much harder than she anticipated. There's another reason Caitlyn wants to backtrack. She's still into women. But Caitlyn's rep says this story is untrue and idiotic. So just thought I'd throw that out there in case anybody wants to keep tabs on
we'll
see if something might be true. I mean, it's not the first time that someone has thought about transitioning and decided it wasn't for them. Will.i.am was on the Graham Norton Show, and he told a story about how he went to a Prince show in Las Vegas with Michael Jackson and Chris Tucker back in 2006. He said he invited Michael to the show, not realizing that he wasn't the best of friends with Prince.
Really?
You know, this is it's amazing to think, but I never thought about them together. I thought they were two totally different people musically.
Oh, they run in so totally different circles, but you have to remember, you know, it's the one thing that always blows my mind, because people forget this, is remember Michael Jackson is Elvis's son-in-law. Everybody's connected in show business because he married Lisa Marie Presley.
Well, I had no idea.
Oh, thanks for keeping up, Pony.
Way to go, Pony.
It was in all the papers.
Well,
when Prince saw them from the stage at the concert, he came over, stepped off the stage, and started playing the bass right in Michael's face, aggressively.
Yeah, my God.
That's according to Will.i.am.
Yeah.
Will.i.am says Michael later asked, why was Prince playing the bass in my face? And he told him he thought he was just giving him a good show. But Michael didn't buy it. He said, no, he's always been a meanie.
A meanie.
He's always been a meanie. Jeez.
Well, you know what?
Why is he playing the bass so close to my face?
Deep down, I think they are both very competitive musicians. And you know what? That probably drove it a little bit, the competition.
He's such a meanie, though, Rob.
Hey, you know what? And you better watch that shock jock mouth, Michael.
Did you hear the meanies coming to heaven?
I'm sorry.
The blue meanies? Right,
the meanies in heaven now.
Rob Lowe and John Stamos are still as handsome as they were in 1989. But handsomeness isn't always enough to keep your job, even in Hollywood. Fox has canceled Rob's show, The Grinder. Did you ever watch The Grinder?
Grinder never. You know, it had Bill Devane in it, Mike.
Oh, really?
It did have Bill Devane. It was
You we've been canceled again? Jesus Christ, we've been canceled again. I can't believe
it. Did you like
that.
Working with Fred Savage, Bill?
Fred Savage was a theater queen. So they canceled The Grinder and John Stamos' sitcom, Grandfathered.
Grandfathered is a good show. I liked that show.
It's canceled now.
Well, you know what? I'll always have my DVDs.
Is Bates Motel still on the air, though?
Yes, been renewed for 20 more seasons.
That's exciting.
Thank you. You'd work on that show, Bill.
Hi, I have a reservation for room 5A. This is Bill Devane.
You going to take a shower?
Yes. Jesus, there's someone with a knife outside of my shower curtain.
Is he insane?
He's insane. By the way, as I'm
Tony
doing
just
this,
rescued himself.
By the way, as I'm doing this, I realize that my William Devane borderlines on Lewis Black. What's wrong with people?
Hold on, go back to Bill Devane. I have one more question.
Yes, this is William Devane.
What was your mental evaluation of Norman Bates?
He's insane. Thank you. So Rob Loke tweeted, The Grinder was not renewed. It was an unapologetically original, smart, funny, whatever.
No, okay. It wasn't. So it was not funny.
Fox also canceled Cooper Barrett's Guide to Surviving Life.
What? What? The name is longer than the list of people who watched it.
And Bordertown. Now,
that
was canceled.
Hey, who runs it?
Well, no, that's Bartertown.
I know, but it was another pun. I'm sorry.
Maybe the show would have done better if it was named Bartertown.
I think
now
I'd
you can
watch
ask
it.
Your question.
Hey, who runs Bartertown?
Master Blaster.
And Norman
Remove
Bates?
Remove embargo.
Have you heard about Norman Bates' brain?
He's insane.
ABC canceled Nashville after 4 seasons, Castle after 8, and The Muppets after just 1. Meanwhile, CBS is letting Supergirl move to the CW. Thank God. Where it actually fits better with the other DC Comics-based shows. Kevin James will star in a sitcom for CBS called Kevin Can Wait. And yet again, he's playing a normal guy who has a much hotter wife. She's Erin Hayes. And you might know her from Children's Hospital. I don't. If you can,
I've heard
the
of
end
her.
Of the news, Pony, generate a picture of Erin Hayes. That would be, okay. We'll be the judge of that. NBC is doing another Chicago show. It's Chicago Justice, and it joins Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, and Chicago 7-Eleven. No, I'm sorry.
That's good. Chicago Slurpee.
CBS is working on a Good Wife spinoff starring Christine Baranski. No. No. No.
Mike, it's based on Good Wife. It's called Bad Face.
Look at that nest of hair. That lovely nest of hair. However, it's being developed for CBS streaming service, not the network.
Okay.
That'll do it.
Oh, there's so Erin Hayes. Can you show that
Erin
to Mike?
Hayes.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
She's a brunette, a la Leah Remini.
Yeah, he has a type. And you know, I look forward to seeing James' hairline back on television.
That's exciting. I can't think of any explanation for this. Maybe we're all so lonely. We'll blindly listen to anyone who talks nicely to us, even a robot. A new study has found that the more someone likes their GPS's voice, the more likely they are to crash, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
The researchers think it's because we start developing a bond with the voice, which keeps us from concentrating on the road.
Wow, you know, that's insane, Bill Devane.
That's insane.
You know, I don't have a voice on my GPS because I don't like it when it interrupts what I'm listening to in the car.
Yeah, same here.
But I think it would be safer with the voice because I constantly have to occasionally glance at my phone.
How
but
about I'm your GPS voice?
Would
that make you happy?
I would love it.
In 1,000 feet, turn right onto Maple Avenue, douchebag.
Thank you. A 41-year-old guy, and now a little something-something, a 41-year-old guy in Oregon named Shannon Eglund got sentenced to 10 years in prison for mortgage fraud in 2014. But the day before he was supposed to report to jail, he took a shotgun blast to the legs.
Ooh.
He claimed it happened when he stopped to help a pregnant woman who broke down on the side of the road. Then someone hit him over the head and shot him.
Oh.
But the cops were suspicious because he still had his wallet and they didn't steal his car. It turned out he actually made his teenage son shoot him.
Dad!
So he could delay, the jail sentence and collect an insurance policy he applied for a week earlier.
Shotgun leg insurance?
Yeah. He admitted to it in court on Wednesday. He pleaded guilty to wire fraud because of the insurance policy. So he is facing an additional 5 years in jail. And the shotgun blast, unfortunately, did way more damage than he expected. Mm. He ended up with multiple fractures in one of his legs, almost bled out, and one of his feet had to be amputated.
That's what Pony gets a laugh on that.
Shannon Eglund.
Yes.
The good news is when he gets out of jail eventually, they'll be throwing Shannon a very special chocolate pie supper. So that's very special. That'll be great. We will take a break and get the final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on tomorrow's episode of the show, political satirist Will Durst is with us.
I thought you said we had Patty Hearst.
Will Durst, Patty Hearst.
I don't get this right a lot.
Is that why
Gary,
you have all of that?
I've got all the background material about Patty Hearst's life.
Oh, no. I'll tell you what, you ask those questions, we'll see how Will answers them.
Okay.
All right, it's tomorrow. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
And fill out a T-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Oh, was that Mary Pickford at Clark Gable's house?
That promo was insane.
Oh, God. You know, Gary, update it.
2016.
Anyway, thank
you. Click enter, Gary.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Amazon.
Is that Patty Hearst?
What you need is Amazon.com. Use your computer and buy everything you need in one place. The greatest website there is.
You know what they sell is? They sell talkies on
talkies.
DVD.
Epsom salts.
McCure Chrome.
Yeah.
Hi. Have you any Brioski?
Just bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now relax because you've saved yourself a lot of time. I will be listening to the Tony Perkins Show this weekend to hear their wonderful interview with Dick Cavett.
The Cavett Show is amazing.
About.
It's really wonderful.
Looking forward to that. For Friday the 13th, let's open the audio book with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Are you scared, kids?
Ooh.
Ooh, Friday the 13th. Ooh, scary.
Scary.
But as I told Pony, you know, people listen when they listen now. It's weird. We don't do like Friday the 13th stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a big deal. But not a fan. I'm not super stiff. A listener sent me an email, Mike, and I want to spotlight it because he gets the Mike O'Mara Show hat tip of the week. His name is John R.P. Walker. He used to be a D.C. resident. He's back visiting. He said he hasn't been on the Orange Line on the Metro for 25 years. And he did some recording for us. He said, but effing hell, tears of laughter as I traveled on the Orange Line. This is actual audio that for people who have never been to the district, this will absolutely solidify the fact that your impression is dead on.
All right, let's hear it.
Cha-cha. Girl. Ross, nice touch. Ross,
oh, and
boys left side.
Yep.
Boys left train to new girls.
Is that real?
100%.
That's real audio from the
because
Orange
I
Line.
Actually he edited it a bit and then I compressed it more, but I could hear the stuff that verified it.
Love to be able to hear something recognizable.
Let's do it one more time, and everybody is stifle your laughter so Mike can hear this. Okay.
Sorry. Girl. Roz, nice touch. Roz, train's moving. Orange, blue, train. Voice left side. Voice left train to new ground.
Isn't that amazing? Mm.
It is what it is, and what the entire bit was based on is PA work designed
yes.
for you not to be able to hear it.
Precisely. Precisely.
Either with a total lack of motivation to do it correctly or something more sinister. I say that, and I mean it.
Well,
I
you know what? It's God. Not like the Metro's done anything to say they're being well-run.
No, they're not.
So there you go. Anyway, there is
a show.
Sportsnet Central. There is an anchor on it named Michael Jenkins, who, when he was covering the Caps' defeat to the Penguins, he actually started the show by pulling out a huge cocktail.
Really, really funny. I think I've interviewed him once or twice. Really funny guy, and it was a great bit. It really was.
And delivered so well. So you have to imagine while he's doing this, he's got a
cocktail in his
huge
hand.
Cocktail in front of him.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Geico Sportsnet Central. Always great to have you with us here at CSN. I'm Michael Jenkins. You guys hear about the Caps? No? You like to drink? I like to drink. I'm going to drink the whole show. Got a message for all you kids out there. I know everyone says, oh, you can do whatever you want if you put your mind to it. It's all one big lie. Caps were supposed to win it all this season. They put their mind to it. Look what happened. Crushing disappointment. So give up on your dreams. With each passing week, it seems like Stephen Curry continues to write the NBA record books. Then again, it must be easy when you've already won a championship, you know? I got out of hand.
I love the rattling ice.
Oh, my God.
You know, here's the deal. You know, look, this is TV. I don't care what level it is. It's TV. This is local cable TV.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you something. It's still a risk.
That
guy took a risk to do something funny. It exploded virally. And he's going to hopefully get a lot of credit for it. And I hope he does well, because that is the kind of thing you never see anymore.
No,
what's his name again? His name is
Michael Jenkins.
Michael Jenkins, bravo to you.
Yeah,
a laugh for everybody. And also makes Caps fans feel better watching you on television. So thank you for that. I admire that guy enormously. A very funny bit. Very, very good.
Mike, did you catch the Angels game last night in Major League Baseball?
Didn't have the pleasure, Rob.
Did you know that a cat got loose on the field?
Oh, yeah. That's always hysterical.
We've got the video, of course, on our Facebook page, but here's how they handled it. And what's funny is when the cat got into the stands, he ran down an aisle, and he started a small wave because everyone stood up.
It. Must have been a boring game.
Well, it's the Angels. Of course it's boring. Here's the cat disrupting the game last night.
There's a cat on the field.
No kidding.
There it comes. Across. There it is.
They cheer the cat.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Man, he is fast.
No doubt.
Something about the carnival animals.
He gone. Cat-like quickness.
Where's the squirrel?
I don't think he's done.
He's not morons.
You know, no, not morons, though, because you know what? They're guys that probably could have handled it a lot worse.
Yes.
That's me, when something like that happens that the great broadcasters kick in, I thought they handled it pretty well.
But you need to watch the video. It is more visual, and it turns out there's about 4 stray cats that live in the stadium, and this one was captured and is already up for adoption.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Hey, where's the squirrel? Mike, amazingly, TM Century, another jingle company, also had a 1978 EBS jingle.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, the station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
And I did some research as we do the play out here. The reason that these were phased out is that the FCC said, you're not taking it seriously. These need to be scarier because it's a big deal. But this is the sing out, and this is a good one because it actually has the call letters at the end. Syracuse radio station WHEN AM 620 still on the air. Yeah.
The hen.
Instructed where to tune in your area for news and official information.
1630 WHEN, the hen, where we keep all our eggs in the same basket.
On WHEN,
Syracuse, New York. Welcome to the Hen.
The
join
hen.
Me this morning in the nest. We've got a wonderful, wonderful little roosters.
And for lunchtime, join Uncle Johnny broadcasting from the Hen House.
The Hen House. Everybody's excited on WHEN, the Hen.
And we close. Good news. It's clucking great.
It's clucking great. Absolutely.
We close. Good news. Fewer Americans are joining ISIS.
The FBI just announced yesterday that fewer and fewer Americans are going off to join ISIS. Yeah. Sure, that's good news. Or, as Fox News reported it, once again, jobs drop under Obama.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great weekend. Julia, don't do anything bad.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And to get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, send it along to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget to take our survey. Click the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot to us, and we rely on your word of mouth. So tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Good day.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.